Sometimes I have to share my secrets. So if if anything from last evening, you know, please feel free and welcomed.
Sometimes when I look around nature, and to take example, let's say migrating birds, they, even when the first time they migrate, like they know the way, they know the good way without any scale, any map.
Yeah.
What we call a bit instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I look human, like, I find that it's really difficult for humans to find the good way to get inside. Like we have a little bit this beautiful gift that life gives us, that is consciousness and kind of mind, to plan ahead, but the reverse side is that we lose the sense time to find the good place, the good unconditional love. Or
Like certainly, you know, like because of mind, you know, certainly we lose kind of like that sense, you know, sense of nature, you know, sense which nature has given us. But also because of mind, we can be beyond the nature, you know, also this possibility. So it's not that mind is only bad, you know. Mind, it's not that mind stops us from being natural, also gives possibility to, you know, to break the natural law, you know, like some other. So, like, also that way. Because I think, you know, the higher you are walking, you know, more chances to fall in also you have. So it's probably like walking gently, watchfully, that will be very, very helpful, you know. Like certainly there is a danger, you know, like when you are walking on the cliff, there is a danger. But also, there is this kind of good feeling that you are you have been able to walk by the cliff. You know? There is also good feeling. So, both. And another thing, like if you know, certainly nature has, like very good ways. But also like within conditions, you know, like very good ways, but within conditions, like say the birds you are describing, you know, they have like the sense of. And maybe other creatures, they don't have. So birds are conditioned to that. So like, it's good sense, but within the conditioning. And as human, we can have good sense, maybe without conditioning, you know. That is possible. So maybe kind of like.
Can dolphins wake up?
Can dolphins wake up?
I just spoke to you reading.
Yeah. And have you seen any dolphin?
Yeah.
Any like dolphin who has, have you met any?
Yeah.
And she was...
I don't know whether they were awake or not, but they were entertaining.
They're entertaining.
Yeah. They like to make you laugh.
Yeah, certainly. But also like many people like, many humans make you laugh.
Yeah, but not as much as dolphins.
Uh-huh.
Not as much as dolphins. Like, they need to do it with the art, like, full on.
Uh-huh. You know, also, like, many actors, they really do it with the heart.
True.
Yeah. You know, I haven't met any dolphin, so that's why it's very difficult to...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I have to go. Like, you know.
Some on the Ganga.
Ah, there, Ganga.
Some on the Ganga.
Okay. Leninji?
Could you just talk in a general sense? Could you talk, please, in a general sense about the wisdom that we were talking about yesterday, whenever the last time you were here?
Yeah.
About the inner wisdom of knowing something. You know, it's kind of... in some ways, like the bird, you know, they have an inner wisdom to know the way. They're not trained. Their parents don't show them. And animals do a lot of things in a natural sense, like that we don't have any idea of.
Yeah.
Is this kind of a good comparison? Or
You know, it's good comparison. But also, like, human, like, you know, like, probably people who are more, like, with nature, you know, like people who still, like, as human, you know, who are in more nature, you know, that kind of thing, you know. They have that kind of wisdom. You know? They have something. So, probably, like the there is like this collective realm, you know, collective realm for the animals, you know, for the birds. And somehow, like, we can say that, like, as our cell phone works within the realm of, like, what is this? Like, when you have coverage kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, similarly, this collective realms are made from the, say, past of the animals, past of the birds, let's say, like, talking about birds. So those collective realms will keep on sending, you know, kind of, to the birds, and that's how they know. Like, so it's like a still within the conditions, like within the conditions, if, say, by mistake, a bird is born without that, you know, intuitive thing, she will not get signals. It has to. It is within the conditioning realm. There certainly there is, like, nature is very, very, very smart, you know, like we see, like even looking at our body, like really very smart, you know, has done everything so properly, you know. And but still probably like a, like say, like when nature is, say, making something, you know, for the birds, so we'll be considering birds only. Like considering birds and what can be best for them. And when actually say wisdom does something, it kind of considers everything, you know, considers like all kind of realms. So in that way, maybe wisdom has like more like more very, very wide approach.
Spiritual parents, and perhaps live in a spiritual community as they grow up. Perhaps their wisdom, their inner wisdom, might be more developed than most people.
You know, certainly there will be kind of like a, they will have a chance, you know, if they use the chance. But also, like, I think it's not like the only condition, you know. Also, people who are not born in spiritual communities, they also, like, some of them have, like, really great wisdom. So it's not like a condition to, like, certainly outer situations help, but it's not only outer situation. Yeah, it's kind of
some magical way.
It looks like magical, you know.
Yeah, that's not a good word.
No, but kind of like maybe good word, you know. Kind of like it's really something magical, you know. Something out of blue, you know. Like it's not conditioned to anything. So maybe that's why, like people who know, they say that it's really good to look for that, to look this wisdom. Yes, please.
Can you talk about wisdom? As, you know, obviously beyond any individual or any combination that we can't understand with our thoughts or our emotions or our feelings. And so, like, obviously it doesn't have purpose. on the level of thoughts or emotions.
But certainly.
Does it have purpose?
You know, I think, you know, like if I ask question, you know, if life has a purpose, what do you think, you know?
Well, I like it, but I don't know if that means it has purpose.
You know, because like, you know, I think, you know, just life is, you know.
Yeah.
And I think to put purpose around life, you know, it's kind of like making life crippled, you know.
Yeah, it's just turning for me.
Crippled, like, you know, not having leg. You know. Purpose, like.
Just with wisdom feels funny to me, and it's like wisdom. Wisdom of aliveness and connection, but not. And it's like, genuinely, if I connect that wisdom, it can lead me places.
It can lead?
It can lead me to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
And presumably, then it can lead the entirety of life as manifest in different forms to do different things in different ways.
Certainly.
There does seem like to be a more natural flowing, attuned, exciting way to go.
Or, you know, if you question yourself, you know, if your why has some relevance. Like, you know, because he's saying, but why?
Just didn't hear the word.
Yeah, because Stuji is saying that he kind of like wonders why wisdom has to be there, kind of. So I'm asking, like, you know, you can question back to yourself if your why has some relevance. Like, you know, if that is really true.
Mm.
Or if it is coming out of you know, if this why had something for you.
I'm not quite with you. I get the feeling of that I'm not quite.
No, like, yeah, kind of, you know, if why is relevant, you know, if it has some kind of, like, you know, some base, or, like, generally, like, many times, you know, why comes out of head, you know, it doesn't have any base, you know, it has not touched any ground.
Yeah,
so I'm just asking this, you know, if why has touched some ground.
Yeah, it has, but I'm not quite, that's the thing, it's not from head. Because it's a very interesting feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with what you're saying about wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's itching me. Oh, sorry. It's itching me because the idea Ramana,
mm-hmm.
Arunachala,
mm-hmm.
and what I understand from him, his main thought or approach was, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
So, why? Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? Why do I ask the question?
Mm-hmm.
If that is not important.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just coming to me, it was tickling me. No, I cannot live without purpose.
Uh-huh.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I cannot just say it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel there's no dynamics, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And do you don't feel that with the dynamics you make yourself limited?
That depends how I look, of course. On certain levels, it's nonsense, the purpose. And on another essential one, I feel there is everything has a meaning, that sense.
Mm-hmm. So, say if everything has a meaning, then what is meaning of meaning? Like if everything has a meaning, you know. Like if some things have meaning and some things have no, then probably it's good. Meaning of meaning is good.
It's like the goal and the path. No? The goal and the path depends where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I need that
mm-hmm.
to move.
Yeah.
Or say from falling out of paradise,
mm-hmm.
somehow there's a longing in me to come with a magic loop again into paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But how to say, on another level, I don't know, because thinking has happened in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So I feel transition, and as being in transition, there are all these things valid.
So I'm not saying that they are invalid, you know,
mm-hmm.
but kind of like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like why not to question, you know, like why to take them so concrete?
So concrete.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that is mm-hmm. probably taking them, you know, concrete. Again, life is crippled. Life is kind of crippled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is like if you take purpose as concrete, that means you are living for something, you know, not for yourself.
It doesn't make it more full, no?
No, but no, kind of like, you know, generally, like,
mm-hmm.
say, like in life, you know, we have experiences of, say, living for someone. Like, you know, like this experience, I think many of us have, that, you know, we fell in love with someone and we think that I'm living for that person. And then what happens that after a while, we really don't like that. Kind of, you know, this also happens to us. So, like what I'm saying, that, you know, maybe just to, if we can be aware of that, you know, it seems like a really very good word, purpose, but if that stays with us, you know, like for a while it's really good, but after a while also we know that it's really not good. So kind of like, you know, some more questioning, you know, around the life. It's not like no answer, but more questioning around the life. And, you know, see. Were you able to feel something? No, I'm asking some stuff.
It interests me a lot that what you said, what the gentleman said, because I come at it from a different way, which is I usually feel like there is no purpose in the way I think about it, in terms of sort of human level or thought. And it's just, yeah, again, on that feeling level, because it's very. And the fact that there is something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to, yeah, I mean, it's like you're saying,
I don't know how to put
that in any boxes, I don't want to. But the only feeling that came when you asked then was,
but
it's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
And do you think with purpose it's always fun?
That's what I mean. It's not purpose in terms of
mm-hmm.
what I or maybe the majority of humans might think of as purpose, like cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
The fact, it feels to me that the fact that there is
a drive,
yeah,
a kind of drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's what I was kind of, yeah. You know, like instead of purpose, there is a drive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like generally, like what happens, like we translate drive as purpose, and then we really mess it up. Because drive, you know, has like full opportunities, you know, like as drive, like if you are sitting on a car, you know, so you have all possibilities, you know, drive left way, not all. Yeah, sorry, not all, you know, you cannot go up. But I think these days Germans are making like some cars which can fly, you know. They are making like this BMW or some company I read that this. So I think, you know, soon that will also be possible. So like really to feel the drive but not put that drive into words, into purpose. And then maybe it's like more fun, you know.
Might that be the difference between purpose and having goals?
Having purpose and?
Having goals.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, you know, goals are, again, different, you know. Goals, like, it's within individual conditions, you know. Like, you know, I have goals for my individual conditions. And purpose means little wider, you know. Thinking of more people, and then drive probably connects more.
Yeah. To get something done.
Like, you know, because life.
To me, that's like very goal oriented.
You know, yeah, maybe like we put goal, you know, in front of that and conditioned that drive to goal. Because, like if drive is not conditioned, it's really fun, you know, life cannot be suffering, you know. I don't believe Buddha that life is suffering, you know. I say that life is fun if drive is not conditioned. Yeah.
But Buddha thought there is suffering in life, not life is suffering.
Okay, so sorry. I have wrong information, so I beg your pardon, madam. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I have wrong information, so please. So maybe it's time to go in Kabir.
Page 145.
Okay. Where?
Who?
He lived near Varanasi, like very close to kind of maybe, you know, I think it, now it's part of Varanasi where he lived. So, around 500 years back. Yeah. In, I think in 15th century. Yeah.
And English language?
English? English language. Is it Hindi. Yeah, like the local language of that. Because he didn't go to school, you know. He was not able to write. So he was only able to sing and people kind of... Yeah. So today, he's singing, Dagmag Chhaadi De मन बौरा अब तो जरे मरे बनियावे लीन्यो हाथ सिंधौरा हुई निसंग मगन हुई नाचे लोभ मोह भ्रम छाड़े सूरा कहा मरण ते डर पे सती न संचय भारे लोक बेद कुल की मर जादा इह गले में फांसी आधा चलकर पाछे फिर होई जगत में हाँसी यह संसार सकल है मेला राम कहें ते सूचा कहें कबीर नाव नहीं छाड़ो गिरत परत चढ़ी ऊंचा एड्रेसिंग आवर माइंड एंड like a like generally nature of mind like a always you know like if it was up to only our mind probably we will not be together kind of like mind will think you know should I do vipassana retreat or should I go to satsang in Tiru, you know, should I, like mind always have several options, you know, like it produces you many, many options. So Kabir is asking that by now, like you have a feeling that mind always does that. Mind always produce, you know. Like, there is always a new option. Option. So, he's asking mind, you know, please, you know, also kind of like in a very friendly way, that by now you know that I don't consider your many, many options, you know, I decide from my heart. So Kabir is saying, you know, by now, you know, you should understand that I'm not the person who can be befooled by you. So, you know, at least if you can let go of your efforts to the mind, and certainly because mind doesn't understand that you understand me. Generally, like when mind is on roll, mind thinks that nobody knows me as mind. So Kabir is kind of like asking mind, you know, if you can please really accept that I know you, you know, I know and I cannot be befooled by you now. Like I have like some deeper sense, you know, some sensing, and I act through that. So by now you should understand that I cannot be driven behind you. So, you know, if you can let go of your efforts. And in the second line, he's saying, Ab to jare mare bani aave, linho haath sindhora. And since I go behind sensing, and certainly when life is lived by sensing, you know, the is like more like unfolding, you know, like you kind of unfold. You don't walk like unknown paths. Like generally, like when sensing starts happening, you know, it's not like a known path. So Kabir is saying, like, certainly, like, because since I adopted sensing in my life, so now also I have not much care about, like, what will come to me, you know, what I will gain, what I will get, and what people think about me, kind of like a, when we walk through sensing, you know, it's generally like, it's kind of like walking unknown ways. And this is why there is like a unfolding from inside, and like paths are not made already, you know, they, like when you walk, after only you see the path. So he's saying, like, you know, I started walking that way, so now you should let me do what I do, kind of, you know, you, please, yeah.
Could you interchange this living by sensing with following your heart?
Yeah, following, yeah, sensing, like, kind of like...
Are they pretty much interchangeable?
Yeah, pretty much, kind of like, sensing means, like, you really sense something, you know, it's not...
It's your inner sense.
Yeah, it's like inner sense. So, that, so Kabir is saying, like, I started walking that way,
yeah.
And feels like saying to mind that your effort, you know, the effort you make to bring me absence is probably in vain, you know. So if you can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something about the way Kabir seems to be talking about the mind and then as another option being in the senses.
In the sensing, yeah,
yeah,
not sensing, yeah, yeah.
Is feeling like difficult for me,
yeah.
In as much as it, maybe this is just the way it's coming across to me, it's like that sensing realm is essentially separate or different from mind, when to me it feels much more like it's all of the same stuff, but mind is artificially separated. Like,
mm-hmm.
by accident, like, it's contracted.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's maybe not so much a full movement into another option. It's more like a relaxing. So...
Yeah, you know, relaxing makes this another movement, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like mind also use same bank, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that mind has a separate mind.
Yeah.
So in that way, it's connected.
Yeah. So when he's talking about it, is it more like this is a way that is very useful to be living?
Yeah.
But on a deeper level, like, on a deeper level, it's not separate. It's not.
Because, like, mind doesn't have its own entity. It doesn't have any other bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, you know, it's not, like, it's separate, but not separating. Kind of, like, you know, it feels separate.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's kind of like taking from the same bank, you know.
Yeah.
There is no other bank.
And I say it just to me.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it seems to feel very deeply relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
More like allowing your mind to return back to that bank.
Yeah, to rest there.
Yeah.
Kind of allowing the mind. If mind can listen, to rest there. That way. Hoi nisank, magan hoi nache, lobh moh brahm chhane. And again asking mind that your doubts are not relevant anymore, and because somehow sensing are the drive, we can say, like more deeper of that will be drive. So Kabir is saying, like, in the drive life is felt not conditioned, you know, life is felt. Having all probabilities, and it's same if somebody is somebody has joined army, you know, doesn't care about death. Means joining army means like you really accept that any moment death can come. And another thing, example he's giving, like when somebody really falls in love with someone, doesn't see the bank balance, you know, like how much money you have, like in real love, these things are not seen, you know, the bank balance, the house, those things are not seen. So he's saying, like, when somebody really falls in love, doesn't see those things, you know, it's like it's probably not logical conclusion to fall in love. Yeah. So he's saying, you know, like that, since I fell with sensing, so he's saying, like, I feel like that, you know, and certainly, like, yeah. So kind of like to mind, he's saying, like, certainly, probably, you will be a very good advisor if I haven't fall in the sensing. Then certainly, I would, you know, consider your advisor. But since I fell there, so all these things doesn't make much sense to me. Lok bed kul ki marjada ihe gale mein phansi. And Kabir is saying, like, as long as I have been considering my self-image, I was not able to fall in sensing, you know. I was, as long as my self-image was with me, I really have to consider your advices. But since I can see that self-image I made, and I made, and seeing this, I really am beyond that, you know. I don't have any self-image now. I can really live from the drive. Adha chalikari pache firi hai hoi jagat mein haansi. And because of self-image, you know, many times I walked halfway and came back because, you know, it was disturbing my self-image. So I have done that. And now I will not do because I really know that, you know, this falling in drive feels right. यह संसार सकल है मेला राम कहें ते सूचा and Kabir saying that certainly people who drive, who fall through sensing to drive, they really see they really see sweetness, you know, in like in the drive, you know, there is, you know, drive is itself has all contents, you know. Right. Drive doesn't need any more content in it. Kind of like it's full in itself. कहे कबीर नाव नहीं छाड़ो गिरत पड़त चढ़ ऊंचा एंड कबीर इज सेइंग दैट आई रियली डोंट वांट टू लीव द ड्राइव लाइक एंड सर्टेनली समटाइम्स माय बोट विल बी अप यू नो अगेंस्ट द स्ट्रीम समटाइम्स pro the stream. So certainly that will happen, but he's saying like, I'm not going to leave the drive, like however up and down it goes, you know, I will keep on continue. And certainly like a being with the drive feels, Kaviri is saying like feels having all the contents, even if like storms come in the life, you know, still Kaviri is saying it still feels good, even with the storms of probably practicality of life, you know, even some difficulties are there, still drive will take care, kind of, you know, something. So if anyone has any questions, please. Please.
Can you define the drive a little bit more? Earlier, you said.
No, not another word, you know, it's like a, because purpose means, like we condition ourselves, you know, for something. And drive means we open ourselves to the life. Kind of like, so that life can blow through us, you know, like life can probably bring the fragrance through us, you know, something like that. Other tradition?
The drive, because the drive is from the also word, I try to catch it.
Yeah.
Is it like Agni? I mean, this fire, this.
No, because it's
opening
like.
Opening to life?
Yeah, it's like more opening to life, you know.
Like flower opening to sun?
Yeah, like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Really giving to the life, you know. Mm-hmm. Giving yourself to the life. Mm-hmm. So that.
Time for the Geschirr.
The German word, yeah.
Sometimes I have a sense of guidance, like something guides me.
That is also like, you know, the drive means like, kind of like, you know, the life knows better than us, kind of like, really allowing life to take over. Mm-hmm. And certainly, many times, you know, the guidance will come. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that sense, what Paul
says,
the mind is not a driver.
Yeah, mind is not a driver, you know. Mind is like a, actually, for practical things, you know. Very good tool, you know, like mind cannot be neglected for practical things. But since life cannot, mind cannot sense, you know, like mind cannot absorb from the roots of life. So this is why, and drive can really absorb, you know, like really from the roots of, you know, like so deep that, like we really don't see them mostly. So.
How was this a mosquito?
Okay.
But I have a question. Mm-hmm. Would like the energy or the vital feel that we wake up with that we have to leave?
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, good definition. Like the, you know, the, like when you wake up in the morning, like you know, you feel something, you know, instant. That waking up brings something, you know, like some. Yeah. Yeah.
Even before you think about anything, you have that will to leave.
Yes, please.
It sounds really nice, this, right? During my travel, it's really easy to follow, or to hear. But I left because I could not feel the drive in my daily life. When I work, I have these meetings. Can you, how can I bring this in my daily life?
So like a,
give more space.
So maybe kind of like a, you know, there is this, your daily life, and probably for practical reasons, you know, that is helpful, like for practical things, you know, that bring some money, you know, so that you can, you know, you don't have to have a begging bowl. So, so like kind of like defining your life. Maybe, you know, if I can do this 4 hours for my practical things, and then maybe 2 hours giving to your drive, like, you know, like that, you know, some way. Like not really trying to have BMW and this kind of, you know, because BMW car, you know.
BMW.
Yeah, BMW, yeah. It's BMW? It's like in India we say? Okay. So kind of like not having like that kind of, you know, thing. So then life can be, you know, like incorporated with both. And maybe slowly, you know, the drive takes over. And when drive takes over, you know, it has its own way, you know. Like it can let you live, maybe with the leaves, you know. Like so enormous ways, you know. Like which enormous, like so many ways that we can never think that, you know, I could live this way, you know. So there are like when drive will really take over, then there will be hands supporting you. And as long as it's necessary, you know, just keep on with the your practical life as well as incorporating both. So maybe some quiet time.